Still, what she'd been through only made her want to get back out there and do her job even more. There were criminals to be caught. She was needed. So, Dr. Marr looked at her in earnest, examining her carefully with his thin, angular face. It always bore a look of deep concern, as though he was about to tell her bad news. How have you been sleeping? Fine, she said evenly. No nightmares at all? No. No flashbacks of the attack? No. And your emotions, have they been steady? No outbursts? No unexplained tears? No. His eyes pierced hers in analysis, but she held his stare evenly. So you believe in your gut? You're ready to face whatever may come at you out there on the street? Yes. You're mentally prepared for someone to come at you with a gun, a knife, their fists? Yes. And how do you think you will react when they do? She eyed him carefully. Well, it depends on the situation, but I will defer to my training and do what I need to do to ensure everyone's safety. And if you can't ensure everyone's safety? She stared at him. Then I will do whatever I need to do to stop whoever is threatening everyone's safety, as is my job. He continued to study her as though she was a painting, and he was trying to ascertain the artist's meaning behind the work. You're very stoic, detective, he said eventually. I know it comes with wearing a badge, that need to be strong, to be invincible, but it takes a much stronger person to admit weakness, to admit they need help. So if you feel any... He stared at her. I know that's not what you want to hear, she said, but it's the truth. My upbringing. I grew up fast, and strength was required. Mental strength. You're referring to your sister's suicide? Salvi paused. An image of Faith hanging from the ceiling fan flashed inside her mind. Yes, she said. Among other things, I left home young, fended for myself. I learned resilience a long time ago. It's a part of who I am now. I'm not a weepy little girl. If I was, I wouldn't last a day in this job. You know that. You know it takes a certain type to do what I do. I like my job, Dr. Marr. And I would like to get back out there and do it. I want to keep people safe and take down the ones who threaten their safety. You faced a serial killer, detective. He almost killed you. Yes, almost. But he didn't. And you're wrong.
I'm wrong?
His thick brows furrowed.
About what?
I didn't face a serial killer. Technically, I faced two, and I am still standing to tell the tale.
Yes, you did,
he nodded.
And one of them is still alive, Edward Moses, subjugate 52. How does that make you feel?
He's locked up in the Solm complex. I feel fine about that. Marr nodded again. She could see his mind ticking over as he scrolled through the data once more. Come on, doctor. Salvi smiled playfully. I know you're looking for a reason to find something wrong with me, but you won't, and you know it. He returned his analytical eyes to her. I took down a serial killer, she said. There is nothing more cathartic than that. She watched as his mind seemed to circle around some more before he sighed and held the data pane out to her.
Sign at the bottom and you're free to go.
She reached for the pane, but he quickly pulled it away again. She looked back at him, curious.
But the second you feel any cracks in this stoic facade of yours, detective, you call me, understand?
She contemplated his words for a moment, then nodded. Of course. It was mid-afternoon.